Friday again, and that time of the week when we encourage our Culturephile guests to tell us about some of the culture they've been enjoying. And this time it's the turn of the killer duo behind the Seeing the Wood for the Trees project in the village, Jessica Bonifant and Phil Ryan, to share with us their Culturephile likes.
My name is Jessica Bonifant and I'm the Artistic Director of Greywood Arts.
My name is Philip Ryan. I'm a visual artist and co-founder of Noct Studio.
I've been watching the television show Grace and Frankie on Netflix. It stars Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin, and it's hilarious, but it's a brilliant insight into aging women, and it's so rare we see them as the main characters.
I went from being a woman who didn't know her husband was gay to being a woman who didn't know her husband was a criminal.
Next time, just marry a gay criminal and check off all the boxes.
So like a lot of my questions, I have a toddler daughter at the moment, so TV and film isn't something I've seen a lot lately, but just last week I went and saw The Quickening, which is a film by Deirdre O'Mahony, which is dealing with a lot of themes we're dealing with on in Glenbarrow Wood here, but it's about the industrialization of agriculture and the impact that's had on species and soil.
I found that the kind of busier and more stressed out I am, the harder it is for me to sit still and pick up a physical book, which I do love doing. But audiobooks have been kind of a great way to, I guess, be a little more passive, but still feeling like I'm reading a book. I've been listening to an audiobook called Night Bloom by Pis Adzo Medi. It's a coming-of-age story about family set in Ghana and in the US.
There's a book I've been tapping into a lot lately. It's called Ireland's Trees, and it's about myths, legends, and folklore. It's part of a series about Ireland's habitat and its impact on the cultural significance of those things. It's by Niall McQuitter. It's really, really interesting, like how trees are linked to the Irish language and the Om alphabet, and that their really culturally significant impact on landmarks and place.
I've been listening to the podcast Design Matters with Debbie Millman, and it's really interesting. She interviews people with different kinds of design backgrounds about their story and about their work.
There's a podcast series called Your Undivided Attention, which is about the influence of technology on humans. If you want to dive into it, there's a really good episode called It's a two-parter. What happened in Vegas should have stayed in Vegas. So it's about how stuff from Vegas has influenced a lot of social media and technology.
I have a real soft spot for music from the 50s and 60s, and I love a bit of Motown. The Supremes are kind of brilliant.
My streaming algorithm is heavily influenced by my two-year-old daughter's listening. I see what's happening, yeah. Our favourite song at the moment is You're Welcome. It's part of the Moana soundtrack. It's nice to see the humans never change. Open your eyes, let's speak, yeah. Yes, it's really me. Breathe it in. I know it's a lot. The hair is a bite. When you're staring at a demigod.
In the last few months, there is a pizza truck that's been opened in Yall called Pizzas of Heart, and the couple running it are from Naples. They do a pizza fritta, and their food is just outstanding.
At the moment, we're doing a lot of actually home cooking. So my two-year-old daughter, Jo, is beginning to learn how to cook with us. And so, you know, pancakes at the weekend are a big hit, and making pizza and pizza dough. So those are our go-to dining experiences at the moment.
I love the smell of coffee.
Fresh coffee.
Come to Glenbarrow Wood and smell the wild garlic at this time of year. It's really unbelievable.
What's the lesson? What is the takeaway? Don't mess with Maui when he's on a breakaway. And the tapestry here in my skin is a map of the victories I win. Look where I've been. I make everything happen. Look at that mean mini Maui. Just tickety tap and singing and scratch and flipping and snap. And people are clapping, hearing me rap and bring the chorus back.
The likes of Jessica Bonifant and Phil Ryan there, coming up tomorrow in your Culturephile Weekly, a celebration of the poetry and punk of Lydia Tonkiu. Opera director Paul Curran goes back to his roots at an ancient Greek theatre on Sicily, the political football of 1815 FC in Dublin, and Ireland at the Venice Biennale on how to build a cob house. That's all coming up in the Culturephile Weekly this and every Saturday tea time on Archie Lyric FM. And as always, subscribe to the podcast via Apple Music or any old podcast app you like, so you never miss an episode.